Just a few minutes' walk from Prague Castle, the monumental Černín Palace stands out in Hradčany's Loreto Square. Built in the 17th and 18th centuries as the residence of the Černín aristocratic family, the Baroque Palace now houses the Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic. But the history of the largest of Prague's Baroque palaces has seen more than politics. It has witnessed ambition, corruption, and even a mystery death. For a tour of the impressive Černín Palace, I am joined by Robert Janás, an art historian in the services of the Czech Foreign Ministry's press department. The antique seat of the ministry now consists of two buildings, the Baroque Palace built by the aristocratic family of the Černíns and a 1930s office building adjacent to it. I asked Robert Janás how an aristocratic family residence became the seat of the Czech Foreign Ministry.
This Baroque Palace in the year of the founding of Czechoslovakia wasn't anymore property of Černín family. In the 19th century, it was sold to the army and it was converted to barracks. After 1918, it was obtained from the army for the purposes of the Czechoslovakian Republic, and it was decided that it would become a seat of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And because Černín Palace was devastated after this usage of army, it was decided to reconstruct the Černín Palace.
Pavel Janák, a prominent Czech architect of the time, was entrusted with its renovation, although there were many vying for this prestigious commission. But Robert Janák says that the choice of architect was a foregone conclusion.
There was architectural competition for the reconstruction of Palace, but it was quite clear in the beginning of this competition that Pavel Janák will be the winner. So there were several rounds of this competition until Pavel Janák gave plans for reconstruction which were suitable for this reconstruction. And for example, architect Sakash, who provided the best plan for the reconstruction, was excluded from this competition.
I suppose when today the foreign ministry hires architects to do works, it's done in a different way.
Yes, now it is done in a completely different way.
Despite the manner in which Pavel Janák got the commission, Robert Janák says he did a good job.
I think it was quite a good reconstruction, especially the new building of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, because the original Černín Palace was too small for purposes of offices of Ministry of Foreign Affairs, because it's grown up offices and bureaucratization, so the biggest Baroque palace in Prague wasn't sufficient. So Pavel Janák made a very good project of building, which is of the same size as the original palace. It is constructed in the style of purism, but he built it so good that it's not visible from the street. It is hidden behind the palace.
The new office building, designed by architect Janák in the 1920s, today houses most of the offices of the Czech Foreign Ministry. The Černín Palace proper now only houses the office of the Foreign Minister and several of the ministry's sections, including the press department. The rest of the impressive building is now used for representative purposes, important meetings and negotiations, especially the historic quarters preserved from the times of Count Černín.
Here we are in the main staircase of the Černín Palace. I see a fresco above us. Is that original from the times of the Černín?
Yes, this is one of few pieces from original Černín Palace. It is the large fresco which depict Titanomachia. It was painted by a very important Czech painter of Baroque, Václav Vavřinec Reiner, in the first half of the 18th century. So it was nearly 100 years after the building of the palace started. And so it was very long time to build this completely.
And have one family ruined. Are there any more original parts of the palace?
Yes, there is a series of six tapestries which depict months of the year, and it was in a former Černín palace, and this series became part of property of another important Czech aristocratic family, Lobkowicz, and after 1918 it was bought in an auction for the purposes of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
More than 800 employees now work in the palace for the Czech Foreign Ministry. The Černins must have been thinking big back in the 17th century.
What were the Černins doing building such a big place that now houses 800 people? Did they use it for a living or what did they do with it?
It was a question of representation because the founder of Černin Palace, Earl Humprecht Černin, was a quite ambitious aristocrat who tried to make a career in a court of Vienna, of Habsburg court. He was a diplomat, and after successful diplomatic missions, he hoped for a good career in Vienna court, but he was disappointed. So he returned to his native Bohemia. He decided to build impressive building which could emphasize Černin's importance. So he decided to build the biggest palace in Prague. The palace was constructed during 100 years, and after this period, Černin were completely out of money, so they needed to sell it to the army.
When Nazi Germany occupied Czechoslovakia in the spring of 1939, the country no longer needed its own foreign ministry. Černin Palace was turned into the office of the German administration for the occupied territory, the Reichsprotektor.
Černin Palace became the seat of Reichsprotektor. No archives survived from this period, so it is not clear if Reinhard Heydrich really has an office here in the palace, but this was the seat of offices of employees of this office. But what is clear, here was an office of Karl Hermann Frank, which was deputy Reichsprotektor.
After the Second World War, Foreign Minister Jan Masaryk resided in Černin Palace. He did not have a family and lived in the ministerial apartment on the second floor of the palace, which was established by architect Janák during the pre-war renovation. Jan Masaryk remained Czechoslovakia's foreign minister even after the communist putsch of 1948, but not for long. On the morning of the 10th of March 1948, 2 weeks after the takeover, Jan Masaryk was found dead in the courtyard of the palace under the window of his flat. It has never been established whether he committed suicide or was murdered, and if so, by whom.
We're standing here now in the bathroom of former Foreign Minister Jan Masaryk, the place where he was allegedly thrown out of the window by KGB agents. What do you think? Who murdered Masaryk?
It's a difficult question. Yes, maybe there are some theories that it was suicide, but I think much more probable is that he was murdered by communist police in March of 1948 after communist putsch.
This is the very window where Jan Masaryk was thrown out, is that correct?
Yes, this is the window under which was Masaryk's body found on that morning of March of 1948. This is the bathroom. This is the only room of the whole minister flat which survived in its original state till now.
Once an army barracks, the seat of the brutal Nazi administration, as well as a crime scene, Černin Palace has also seen some genuinely positive events in its long and colorful history.
Now we are in the Great Hall of the Černin Palace, just outside the foreign minister's study. What is this hall used for today? I see some signs, dissidents and freedom, so I suppose conferences?
Yes, this is the place where the main conferences are organized and big meetings of diplomats and so on. For example, this is the place where Warsaw Pact was cancelled. This is the place where were signed the documents about cancelling of the Warsaw Pact.